96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show. Why haven't you just gotten a VPN yet? At ExpressVPN right now. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, obviously, insane amount of news today. President Trump apparently has now been indicted on 7 criminal charges in this classified documents case. Now, you'll recall that this classified documents case actually began in, like, 2021, because it turned out that President Trump in 2021 had a bunch of documents over at Mar-a-Lago, and those documents were actually requested by the National Archives on May 6, 2021. They alerted Trump that it was seeking approximately 24 boxes of records be returned. In the boxes, and then federal law enforcement was notified of the discovery, and then they came to believe there were more materials that had not been returned, and then in May 2022, a federal grand jury issued a subpoena seeking additional classified documents. A few weeks later, the DOJ decided to raid Mar-a-Lago. Trump's legal team signed a written statement claiming that all the classified material had then been returned. On August 8th, the FBI executed a search warrant on the property and recovered more classified material. Okay, so that is the sequence of events leading up to all of this. Now, let it be stated up front that the treatment of classified material by various public officials is extremely messy. So among the public officials that we know have had classified material in a place they weren't supposed to have that classified material, that'd be like Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Mike Pence, Donald Trump. The only one of those four people who had the power to summarily declassify if he had gone through any sort of procedure with regard to declassification was President Trump. The president can summarily declassify anything. He's the head of the executive branch. None of those other characters were able to declassify anything. So that's number one. Number two, why exactly was Trump holding these classified materials in the first place? So all the theories at the time when this news broke back in 2022 is that it must have been because Trump was seeking to pass them off to the Russians. He was seeking to pass them off to the Chinese.
And that is Randy Sig as we welcome you to Tiger Field here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be. We skipped the baseball yesterday due to some rain and thunderstorms that not only put a rain on the baseball game here for the Colt 45s and the Fresno Athletics, but it also rained out three different high school graduations, including West Valley, Foothill, and Anderson. So we have drier skies today, as that was Ron Gasek, who just greeted you at the end with the national anthem. Good job on Ron, as he's got a friend from Argentina listening in on tonight's game and playing a beautiful rendition, the Jimi Hendrix version of the national anthem. We'll get you started here with the Reading Colt 45s, who are 6-1, lost the final game of a three-game series against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, losing by a final score of 6-1. But now they are back in the driver's seat looking to take on the Fresno Athletics. And we'll get you their starting lineup. Batting first will be Zach Ahmed. Ahmed, who is from Chestnut Hill College. And then batting second will be second baseman Aiden Perry from Dakota State University, and he'll be playing second base. Batting third in left field will be Roman Rosales from Reedley College here in California. And then batting fourth will be Cameron DeMaria, who, if you remember fans from last year, really had some hop. He'll be playing first base, and he is now at the University of Minnesota Crookston. Batting fifth will be Tyler Smith, the catcher from St. Peter's University in the East Coast. And then batting sixth will be Blake DeMaria in right field from University of Mary. Batting seventh will be Mike Rios, the shortstop from Reedley College. And then batting eighth will be Jacob Maynard, the third baseman. And he is from Cal Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks down in Southern California, where the Los Angeles Rams practice. And then batting ninth will be Steven Martinez from University of Southwest. And so on the mound for the Reading Colt 45s is Bronson Chapel. His name is spelled like Chappelle, C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L-E, but he says it is Chapel. And so for Chapel, the pride of Harriman, Utah, he is a fastball first guy, throws 88 to 89 miles an hour, commands the strike zone according to what the coaches have told me, including Bob Anderson and Scott Dwyer, Andrew Bumgarner, telling me a lot of good things about this right-hander who attended Lassen College last season. And so for the Reading Colt 45s, they'll be led off by Dusty Vela, who will be batting first at second base, followed by Brett Dingus, who will be making his debut at shortstop. Dingus is from Columbus, Georgia, and attended Gwinnett College. He made it to the NAIA World Series. Batting third will be Kyle Norton from Gwinnett College, born and raised in Reading, attended Shasta College. He is a tall drink of water who is bringing back his pop at 6'5". He is a monster, and when he gets a hold of one, that ball carries. Batting fourth will be Hunter Reed at first base, and then batting fifth will be Noah Young playing left field. Batting sixth in center field will be Giacomo Cressetti, and then batting seventh will be Mason Johnson at third base. Batting eighth will be Trey Thomas at designated hitter, and batting ninth is Mackenzie Higuchi. So what a pleasant night. And I remember around this time last year, it was 110 degrees, just super, super hot, super dry. But the latest bit of rain has made this a wonderful summer to be outside. Game time temperature coming into tonight, 81 degrees. It is absolutely gorgeous, and the fans are loving it as they are filing in from the gate, as the Reading Colt 45s are celebrating 100 years at Tiger Field, where the Reading Browns used to play, a four-year Class A West, Far West team. that used to be the farm team for the St. Louis Browns, who you now know as the St. Louis Cardinals. And so, for Coach Bob Anderson, as his team took their first loss of the season this past Sunday, looking to get on the right track. Part of it, too, was the fact that Aaron Wood, the 18-year-old from UPREP, got knocked around, gave up 8 runs in the first few innings. And so we'll see what happens with an older, more experienced Chapel on the mound, a right-hander, and for Homer the mascot, giving the fans knuckle bumps. Eddie Hinojosa from the Fresno Athletics meeting Coach Bob Anderson, who is a 3-time CIF Northern Section champion who won 3 straight titles with the Central Valley Falcons back in 2009, 2010, and 2011. Anderson originally grew up in Manhattan Beach, but he has been in the North State since 2000. So for the Fresno Athletics, wearing just like the Oakland Athletics, green jerseys with a yellow logo, a white back with a yellow number, and gray pants, the Reading Colt 45s, wearing a bright yellow with Colt 45s logo on the front, names black on the back with white pants and black socks, depending on how you wear them, but pretty much we haven't seen the stirrup look yet. And so the discussion continues at home plate. And so for the umpires behind home plate, we have Harvey Maxey behind the plate, and then Dan Boutwell at first base, and then over at third base is Steve Livermore, but it's pronounced Liveron, so anyway. So for the Colt 45s, meeting up along the third base dugout, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, voted the best of the North State for 2022 and committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to villa application can be found online at authoritypm.com. And so, the wonderful sound of John Fogerty in the background. You know what time it is when you hear center field. It's time to play some baseball. And so here we go, as John Fogerty fades out. We have the Reading Pep Band playing tonight. We got saxophones, tubas, a flute, and electric guitar playing by Ron Giesick. And so for the man out of Harriman, Utah, going to work, the right-hander, as Zach Ahmed checks in. Here's the pitch to Ahmed. Fastball down the middle for strike one, 0-1. So first pitch, 7:19, 4 minutes behind schedule, but when you're at the ballpark, you got nothing to worry about. Just enjoy the game, get some hot dogs, some food, and enjoy. 0-1 pitch, another fastball on the outside corner. Just missed for ball one, one ball and one strike. So Harvey Maxey behind home plate. 1-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Oh, one ball and two strikes the count. And so one ball and two strikes the count. And so for Chapel, he has a pretty interesting backstory with the way that he grew up. Here's the 1-2 pitch, fastball, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Ahmed. So Ahmed is the official beer batter for tonight, and as we mentioned with Chapel, he throws an 88 to 89 mile an hour fastball, and that is what he does. He attacks hitters, beats them with his speed, and then he'll come with a slider and a changeup if he needs to. But pretty much you're getting aggressive fastballs, and if you can hit them, great. But if you can't, well, good luck trying. 0-1 now the count as Aiden Perry checks in. The second baseman takes a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 to the left-hander. Here's Chapel. Winds in, delivers. 0-1 pitch is another fastball on the outside corner at the hips for a strike. Well located there from Chapel, giving him something high and away to chase, 0-2. Chapel delivers, winds, the 0-2 pitch, just a little off the plate, I guess, says Maxey. One ball and two strikes the count. Plenty of cloud cover, so you can go a little bit light on the sunscreen tonight. 1-2 pitch, a little high, but pointing at him is Higuchi, says he likes the location. So two balls and two strikes, the count for Chapel, who used to be a child model. Get into that in a second. 2-2 pitch, swung on, hard fastball, grounded to second. Up with it is Vela, throws the first to Reed, and there's two away. So two outs, and that will bring up Roman Rosales. So Rosales from Reedley College is a teammate of Dusty Vela. So for Vela and Rosales, going to probably extend some pleasantries during the game. Here's Chapel. First pitch is swung on. That ball is lifted along the third baseline and foul out of play. Over the snack shack into the bocce courts where you can see some seasoned Italians practicing their bocce, getting the, I think you're supposed to get close to the pin, but you're not supposed to hit the pin. 0-1 is taken a little up and away for ball one. So one ball and one strike. Chapel looking to take care of business against Rosales, just getting started in the top of the first. 1-1 pitch, swung on, and it's bounced to Vela. Vela up with it, throws to Reed in time, and there's three quick outs for Brunson Chapel, making his Redding Colt 45's debut. No runs, no hits, nothing left. And we go to the bottom of the first with the Redding Colt 45's set to hit. No score here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Pilot, see you many Christmas. And so to the bottom of the first inning we go, and it'll be Dusty Vela to lead things off. So Vela followed by Brett Dingus making his Reading Colt 45's debut. And then batting third will be fan favorite Kyle Norton, the sixth. The 6'5" left-hander just played at Gwinnett College, helped the team make the NAIA World Series. Left-handed bat, but can also pitch, and he throws right-handed. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and check swing foul up along the third baseline. 0-1 the count. So 0-1 the count to Vela as we give you the field dimensions. 310 down the line in right field, and then 370 in right center. Dead center, it is 406, and you have to hit a monster shot to get it over that 406 wall. And then in left center, it's 358. And then down the left field line, it is 320. So pretty big ballpark, but with that big ballpark, you have plenty of heat. So can be hitter friendly when needed. The 1-2 is rolling. That ball is lined hard into right center for a base hit. And that's going to go all the way to the wall. Chugging into second with a leadoff double is Dusty Vela. And the Reading Colt 45s looking to open up business here early offensively in the bottom of the first. So the prescription is cowbell and looking to add to the first inning is Dingus. So for Dingus, listed at 5'11", with his teammate hitting in back of him. Teammate from college, now teammate with the Reading Colt 45. Jason Pimentel on the mound for the Athletics. Pimentel, quick look, and retreating back to second is Vela. So Pimentel, pretty solid-looking 5'8" pitcher. Muscular thighs, pitches in the dirt for ball one, taking off for third, and taking third on the wild pitch is Vela. So first pitch in the dirt, Vela takes third easily, and so for the Reading Colt 45s with runners in motion, and Dingus looking to drive him in. Here's the pitch. 0-1, 1-0 fastball is grounded to short. Up and fit is Rios. Throws the first in time. In to score is Vela. Dingus does his job. A sacrifice grounder. And it's 1-0 Reading Colt 45. So now here is Kyle Norton. 6'5" from Shasta College. Now at Gwinnett in Georgia, was a fan favorite, known for hitting some monster home runs. And when I mean monster, we're talking about home runs that wouldn't just carry over the right field fences. They would carry and go over garages. 0-1 pitch is out in front, swinging and missing for strike two is Norton. No balls and two strikes. With Hunter Reed waiting on deck. Pimentel winds and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, grounded to second. Up with it, the throw to first in time. Taking care of business is Aiden Perry, and there's two away. So after the leadoff double wild pitch and Vela scoring, two quick outs for Pimentel as he settles in. And now here's Hunter Reed. So two big fellas in that hitting order tonight after facing the 6'5". Norton, you got to deal with the 6'3" Reed. Reed takes a fastball in the inside corner there for strike one, 0-1. Pimentel looks in, winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Is a fading slider missing outside to the right-hander. One ball, one strike, and again, beautiful weather 82 degrees. Got to come check things out. Oh, 1-1 pitch out in front is Reed for strike two. One ball and two strikes on the breaking pitch by Pimentel. Pimentel whips and delivers. 1-2. Fastball. Did he go? No swing. Says Dan Boutwell at first. So two balls, two strikes, two out, 1-0. Redding Colt 45s here in the bottom of the first. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball chasing high for strike three is Reed. Down he goes to end the inning, but not before the Redding Colt 45s strike first on a leadoff double by Dusty Vela, who takes third on a wild pitch and then comes home on a ground out RBI by Brett Dingus. One run on one hit. Nobody left. And we go to the top of the second. The Redding Colt 45s leading the Fresno Athletics 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is once again brought to you by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Top of the second we go, and here is Cameron DeMaria, and he'll be followed by Tyler Smith and then Blake DeMaria. So the two brothers going at it, and Blake DeMaria, that is a big man listed at 6'8". And once again, and I was corrected by producer Tyler Chapman, and it's been a long week, but yeah. The Redding Colt 45s, those St. Louis Browns became the Baltimore Orioles, hometown of course, Yankees and Red Sox legend Babe Ruth, as he delivers in there for a strike. 0-1 is Chapel fires to DeMaria. Here's the 0-1 pitch, fastball in at the knees, just low. And man, you're talking about a big strike zone, 6'8", and this man can deliver with some pop as well. 1-1 to DeMaria on the inside corner there for strike two. So again, the fastballs are going to come for Bronson Chapel, who was once a child model, told me that he used to, in the southern sense. 1-2 pitch, swung on that ball, is line hard into right field, down the line for a base hit. Coming over to get it and throw it in is Kyle Norton on some very soft grass in right field for the Colt 45s. And so, little inside out action from DeMaria, fisting that inside fastball and turning it into a single. And so, with DeMaria aboard, here is Tyler Smith. So, another big fella, Smith, not as big, but man, that guy's still got to be at least 6'2", 235, the left-hander. Here's a pitch, fastball, swung, and there's a high drive into left center, but taking a few steps to his right and making the catch is Cassetti, and there's out number one. Retreating back to first is DeMaria. So, one out, and now here comes Tyler Smith. So, Smith, from St. Peter's University in New Jersey. It just swung on and missed. That was that slider that tailed away. So 0-1 the count to Smith. Pitch is taken. I believe you might. So here's the pitch on the outside corner there for strike two. So one ball and two strikes to count to Blake DeMaria. With his brother over first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Chasing high is Blake, and there's two away. So Blake DeMaria from University of Mary strikes out, and now here is Mike Rios. So Mike Rios from Reedy. So the two outs, and again for Chapel, talking about the experience of living in Utah, was just something that his mom liked him to do as the pitch is swung on and fouled away. So I guess you could say, as far as male modeling, you would just come and just dress up. And but he said that he got out of that business when he was 10 years old and focused solely on being a ball player, wants to open up his own wood shop business or landscape design. Recently just signed to Hawaii Pacific University. 0-1 pitch is on the inside corner there for strike two. Now the count is 0-2. So no balls and two strikes to count to Rios. 1-0, Colt 45s in the top of the second. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball lifted along the right field line. Slicing foul and out of play. The crowd looking to see, but they've gotten a lot smarter these days, parking less by the visit, behind the visiting dugout and more near the library. Definitely worth the extra 3 to 4 minutes that you walk to avoid getting your car damaged. 0-2, short lead by the 6'8" DeMaria. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on. That ball is lined into left center, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Getting in front of it is Cristetti. They're going to hold Cameron DeMaria at third on a stand-up double by Mike Rios, and with two outs, the Fresno Athletics going to try to bring some runs across with Jacob Maynard checking in.
Third baseman, number 15, Jacob Maynard.
So Maynard with two outs, one swing of the bat could tie up this ballgame or even give the Athletics the lead. Chapel looking in. He'll wind in fire. First pitch, fastball, swung on, bounce reverse. Nice stab there. Fiery tosses to the covering Chapel to end the inning. So despite two hits by the Fresno Athletics, a double by Mike Rios, a single by Cameron DeMaria, Bronson Chapel able to walk the tightrope and get out of the top of the second. No runs, two hits. The A's leave two runners stranded, and we go to the bottom of the second. The Reading Colt 45 leads the Fresno Athletics 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Inning we go, and it'll be Noah Young to lead things off. So for Young, the freshman from Cal State East Bay, originally born and raised in San Marcos near San Diego, pitches taken away for ball one to the left-hander, 6'1", 200 pounds. 1-0 as Pimentel winds and fires. 1-0 is swung on and fouled back. One and one the count. 1-1 from Pimentel on the outside corner for a strike, so for the Fresno A's, and this is what's going to make this series so fun, is the fact that they traveled so well, bringing over 20 players with them. The 1-2 pitch is a tailing breaking ball for strike three, and down goes Young. And I don't think Young realizes that he's still standing there at the batter's box, but now heads to the dugout. So one out, and so for Pimentel, really settling in, that's four batters in a row that he's retired. Now the pitch to Johnson, taking from high and away for ball. Yep. Giacomo Cassetti, and then Mason Johnson will follow in. So here's Giacomo, 1-0 the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner, just missing low at the knee. Sober Johnson from Quartz Hill in Antelope Valley down in Southern California takes on the outside corner for strike one. So two balls and one strike to count as the Lancaster Jethawks' pitch is on the inside corner for strike two. Working quickly is Pimentel. Two balls, two strikes. Pimentel looking in, winds in, delivers, 2-2 pitch is swung on, fouled at the plate. So two balls, two strikes, and for this Fresno A's team coming from all sorts of different directions on the map. You mentioned the University of Mary, all the way in Fredericksburg. Excuse me, all the way in Burley County, North Dakota. So, a couple of kids from the Upper Midwest. Two balls and two strikes to Crescetti, who takes away for ball three. A tailing slider, breaking outside. So for Crescetti, looking for something good to hit. But full count. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, line hard down the first base line, foul and off the back netting near the visiting dugout. So for Crescetti, keeping the Athletics alert. Three balls, two strikes. Bottom of the second, as the 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Running hard into first and recording the out is catcher Tyler Smith, and there's two away. So that's three straight strikeouts recorded by Pimentel. And so now here is Mason Johnson. No ejections we've seen so far in the first six games, fortunately. But today was a bad day for managers. On this day in 1946, New York Giants manager Mel Ott became the first big league manager in history to get thrown out of a doubleheader. He got thrown out in both games. Can't imagine what he was arguing about. Probably balls and strikes. Probably the price of hot dogs and how they got raised. It was nickel, I guess, back in that day. One ball and one strike now to Johnson. Here's 1-1 pitch. Waved at it. Missed for strike two. So for Pimentel, really settling in, commanding that fastball that's tailing in to the inside corner, commanding out, and then throwing this slider. Here's the 1-2 pitch, another slider, and not chasing is Johnson. And so besides Vela, who had the leadoff double, the rest of the Redding Colt 45s trying to figure out the puzzle, to Pimentel. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly ball in the left center. Running under it, making the catch is Roman Rosales to end the inning. So for the Redding Colt 45s, they go down quietly, 1-2-3, as Jason Pimentel has settled in. He is retired now 6 in a row, and we go to the top of the third inning, the Redding Colt 45s and the Fresno Athletics. With the Colt 45s leading 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Yeah, so top of the third we go, and just talking to Tyler in the producing box downtown about our favorite ejections, just because we brought up that little fun little, you know, notorious piece of history that Mel Ott will forever be associated with. And he was mentioning how Tommy Lasorda was thrown out during the MLB All-Star game. Well, remember when I got to watch John Stockton's last game against the Lakers at what was then Staples Center. God, I feel old for saying that. And Jerry Sloan in the first 3 minutes got thrown out, and I must have been like 9 years old. So on to better things, though, in the top of the third inning. Now, Steven Martinez will lead things off from the University of Southwest. So the University of Southwest, located in Hobbs, New Mexico. Here's Chapel delivers. First pitch fastball in the inside corner. There for strike one, 0-1 the count. So 0-1 for University of the Southwest student as the 0-1 pitch is lifted onto the right side of the infield. Very high under it as the ball takes a lifetime to get down before Dusty Vela makes the catch, and there's one away. So Steven Martinez, the designated hitter, retired quickly, and that will bring up everybody's favorite man. The man that keeps on giving, hopefully for the patrons of the ballpark, That is beer batter Zach Ahmed. Here's the pitch to Ahmed. Line and foul down the third baseline. Wow, that hit a light. Good thing that light wasn't on, but that was interesting, hitting a dimly lit light. Oh, and pitch to the left-hander is on the outside corner for strike two. Ahmed doesn't like it. Shakes his head, wearing that hair very long. Right around his neck and his shoulder. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Ahmed. Nothing like a Friday night for discount beer. And Ahmed is going to take a very slow sulk back to the dugout. Beer is on discount for the rest of the inning. So I guess tonight is about to get fun here in downtown. Ahmed strikes out for the second time to bring up Aiden Berry, who takes on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Doppel now has three strikeouts. 0-1 pitch, fastball a little up and away for ball one. So again, the fistful of fastballs for Chapel, who models his game after Marcus Stroman. Chapel set, wind and deliver. 0-1, way down to this for strike two. No balls. Excuse me, one ball. I think it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. 1-2 pitch swung on and hit softly to second. Up with it is Vela. Throws to Reed in time for the out. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Bronson Chapel. Chapel takes care of Perry. No runs, no hits. Nothing left. A quiet top of the third for the Athletics. And we're going to the bottom of the third. Let's see what the Colt 45s can do with the top of their, with the bottom of their lineup set, and then Bela set to bat third. Then in Colt 45s 1, Fresno Athletics 0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the third inning we go, and designated hitter Trey Thomas to lead things off. Thomas from Carson City, Nevada, the capital of Nevada, but for Trey Thomas seeking bigger and better things over in Southern California at Antelope Valley College. And we mentioned the fact that earlier Bronson Chapel is signed to Hawaii Pacific University. 1-0 the count. Assume Mintel delivers high to Thomas. And that's what this league is about. 1-0 pitch is down for ball two. It's for the guys who have the 4-year university potential to go far. Maybe are at a junior college or maybe at a 4-year and want to go someplace bigger. 1-0 pitch is taken a little up for ball two. Or excuse me, but now ball three. Three balls and no strikes to count. Here's Pimentel, the 3-0 pitch is a breaking ball. In for a strike as Thomas bat flips and he'll have to grab his wood and keep the at-bat going. So for Pimentel, the 3-1 pitch is grounded to short. Up with it is Rios, throws the first in time, and that takes care of Thomas, one away. So this game going by pretty quickly, I must say, so I guess I must jinx it. We'll see what happens with Mackenzie Higuchi, who comes up to the plate. So for Higuchi, who tells me that despite being from Aia, Hawaii, takes on the inside corner for strike one. Aia, Hawaii, on the island of Oahu. 0-1 pitch is missed low, but says that one of his hobbies is actually ice skating. So, grew up on an island out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, but yeah, ice skating is his thing. Takes on the outside corner for strike two. Doesn't really watch hockey, but just something that he picked up as a kid. Maybe could go out there and play and mess around if he wanted to. 1-2 pitch, swung on, slider, grounded up along the third baseline, and foul. So that seems to be Jason Pimentel's two-strike pitch. He comes with the fastball. Now, once he gets the two strikes, tries to get batters to chase with his slider. One ball and two strikes to count to Higuchi with the Colt 45s leading 1-0. 1-2, slider, and it hits Higuchi on the side. So not the worst thing in the world when it's a breaking ball and it hits you on the left hip, almost sort of hit him on the beefy part of the backside. So for Higuchi, hit on the buttocks. And now here is Dusty Vela as Higuchi comes in as he is subbed in for the courtesy runner. At first, we'll get you his name in a moment. Courtesy runner doesn't go. First pitch is a fastball on the inside corner, and it comes up and hits Vela. So after hitting Higuchi, Pimentel wastes zero time and hits Vela. So all of a sudden, the Colt 45s are trying to open up shop again with Vela at first, Higuchi at second, and we've got Zach and Parker, the Bat Boys, getting a round of applause. Two hardworking six-year-olds that are probably going to earn some cookies, a slice of pizza, and some punch afterwards. So, meanwhile, for Pimentel, getting some coaching and wanting to hit one batter, but then to hit another first pitch, something was up with his mechanics. So with one out, Brett Dingus trying to drive home his second and possibly third run batted in of the day. Vela got the first, scored the first run after doubling and reaching on a wild pitch to third, and then on a ground out by Dingus, able to bring him in home. Takes on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count as we are still trying to get that number of the man at second. Yeah. 0-1 to Dingus is down and away for ball one. So that might be Luke Matthews. I'm not sure, but I'm seeing a 21 out there, so go with that for now. Meanwhile, one ball and one strike to count to Dingus with Higuchi at second, or excuse me, the runner for Higuchi at second. 1-1 pitch is upstairs and high for ball two. 2-1 the count, so Pimentel fighting it a bit. Matthews at second. Over first is Vela. 2-1. Pimentel winds and delivers. 2-1 pitches in the dirt for ball three. And so for Pimentel, after looking rather solid, at least in the first two innings, besides the leadoff double to Vela, struggling with his command now. He has hit two batters, and now has a 3-1 count to Dingus. Pimentel, heel set. Wind and fire. The 3-1 pitch is a fastball down and away for ball four, and the bases are loaded for a man who can absolutely crush the ball, and that is Kyle Norton. So Kyle Norton, man, he is looking at this scenario like an alligator looking at a wounded impala out in the wild. One out, bases loaded, a 6'5" left-hander going up against the 5'9" right-handed pitcher, and delivering inside again is Pimentel for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Pimentel winds and delivers. Fastball, and Norton takes on the outside corner for a strike. Pimentel, the 1-1, delivered in the dirt for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Solid job there by Tyler Smith, not allowing any runs to come across on wild pitches, and for Tyler Smith from St. Peter's University. Here's a 2-1 pitch, and there's a high drive into right center, but playable. Going under to make the catch is Ahmed, tagging up and scoring is Luke Matthews, and Kyle Dixon. Kyle Dixon comes across the score, and it's 2-1, Reading Colt 45, the sacrifice fly by Kyle Norton. And so, boy, oh, boy, you could tell by that crowd's reaction that they really wanted that grand salami right there. They saw that ball fly, but it just wasn't deep enough. Man, it almost felt like everybody got up in unison, but so for the umpires switching their positions, and so with two outs, runners at the corners, and so now here's a throw to first, and getting picked off at first is Dingus. So Dingus is hung out to dry, and that will end the inning. So Dingus got caught leaning, and Pimentel able to turn, step off, and throw him out. So Dingus, with a bit of a rookie mistake there, but not before the Reading Colt 45s are able to scratch home another run with the bases loaded. Former Shasta College outfielder Kyle Norton able to hit a sacrifice fly that brought in Kyle Dixon. And at the end of three innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 2-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out, connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Top of the fourth we go, and Roman Rosales to lead things off. He bounced to second base, his first at bat, 0-1. Here's the pitch. in there for a strike, 0-1 now. The count two rows out. Chapel working through four, through three, excuse me. 0-1 pitch, and there's a high fly ball into deep right field. Back it goes, near the wall, leaping up, and it's off the wall. In the second, tracking towards third with a leadoff triple is Roman Rosales. So Rosales blasts one deep, and that would have been a home run, but there was a slight breeze that was carrying in from right center. But boy, oh boy, Rosales knew that he got a hold of something big, able to smack it off the right center wall, and for good measure kept chugging hard, hustling hard, and ended up at third. So a leadoff triple by Roman Rosales to bring up Cameron DeMaria. There's the first pitch, and there's a fly ball into right field. Under it and making the catch. They're going to wave the throw home. He is not in time. In to score safely is Rosales, and the Fresno Athletics are on the board trailing 2-1. So Cameron DeMaria hit a fly ball into right center, first pitch. Didn't have to hit it too hard with that speed by Rosales, and Rosales with a nice flip tag able to beat the tag home. And now a first pitch by Tyler Smith, and that's driven into center for a base hit. And so for the Fresno Athletics, that is back-to-back first pitch swings. One led to a sacrifice fly. The other leads to a single. And so for the Athletics, they have found something that they can take advantage of. And again, part of the beauty of being a fastball pitcher, you throw hard, you command the strike zone well, but sometimes the team can get into a rhythm. And right now for the Athletics, with plenty of chatter from that dugout too. This time he comes with a changeup. Chappelle with a changeup in for a strike to Blake DeMaria, 0-1. Man, so Blake DeMaria, man, talk about very much the opposite of his big brother, who is 6'8", 0-1 pitches, tailing away for ball one. So for Cameron DeMaria, 6'8", Blake DeMaria, more of a slender guy, around 6'1". Here's the 1-1 pitch. Slider away for ball two. Throw over to first, and back on the bag is Tyler Smith. So a good ball game here after we've seen a series of blowouts on both sides of the fence. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, just missing. This home plate umpire, Harvey Maxey. So three balls and one strike. You can sort of feel that momentum swinging in the balance. 3-1 pitch, hard fastball. Swung on and missed for strike two. Hip high fastball coming up empty. Pulling the trigger is Blake DeMaria. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the fourth, 2-1 in favor of the Colt 45s, keeping it alive as DeMaria as he swings and fouls the pitch away. We'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes, one out. 3-2 pitch slider swung on and fouled away. So three balls, two strikes. And again, Chapel will throw that changer every once in a while. Comes full fastball. Strike three called, and down goes DeMaria. DeMaria, furious as he walks back to the dugout, takes off his gloves, had a stern look at Harvey Maxey as he's rung up for strike three. Four strikeouts now and 3 2/3 work by Chapel. Now here's the pitch to Rios, who takes the fastball hit high strike. So 0-1 the count to Rios, the right-handed batter. With Smith at first, 0-1 pitch, swung on, sprayed foul. At the netting, so no balls, two strikes, and we notice a very vacant parking lot up along that visiting dugout, and I think people have gotten smart starting to park behind that Reading Library, avoid getting their car dinged up. No balls, two strikes, two out. Here's Chapel. He'll wind and fire. The 0-2 pitch swung on and fouled away. So a little bit behind is Rios. And again, for Chapel, the pride of Harriman, Utah. O2 pitch again. Fastball missing high at the ribcage of Rios. So Rios and Chapel deadlocked. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider. Strike three. Did he go? No swing. Chapel thought he had the two-strike slider, but Maxey says no. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Top of the fourth inning. 2-1, Colt 45. 2-2 pitch. Change up, strike three called. And down goes Rios. So Rios rung up on the breaking pitch from Chapel, and that ends the inning. So for Chapel, gives up a leadoff triple and then a sacrifice fly by Cameron DeMaria that brought home Roman Rosales. One run on two hits, a man left at first, and we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, the Reading Colt 45s. Lead the Fresno Athletics 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out, connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm going to put the fourth inning, and here's the pitch inside, and it hits Hunter Reed as he gets hit by the pitch. So for the Reading Colt 45s, been in existence since 2004, as taking as now up to bat is Noah Young, and of course the Reading Colt 45s. Been the home to some great ball players along the years. There's a pitch on the outside corner there for a strike. 0-1 the count, and of course you bring up Rick Bassetti, who manages the team, played in the major leagues in and out. Then you got John Strohmeyer. We were just asked to get a picture of Strohmeyer and send it to USA Today, working for the record Searchlight, and it is a picture of him, of Steve, his young son, and then who is Steve sitting on the lap of? No other than Willie Mays, playing his last season with the New York Mets. One ball and two strikes the count. Here's the 1-2 pitch, taken a little low for ball two. And then, of course, you got the man who probably one of the most modest gentlemen that you will ever meet, but somebody who had an amazing career in baseball, and that is Bill Plummer. Bill Plummer, part of those amazing Reds teams that won the World Series, was a backup catcher for Johnny Bench. 3-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lined down the left field line and foul and out of play. So three balls and two strikes the count. Three-two pitch is taken outside for ball four. So Young reaches base after Reed, and now here is Giacomo Crosetti. And so Bill Plummer, who also managed the Seattle Mariners, and a young Ken Griffey Jr. And again, just the history and Tyler Chapman bringing up Buck Martinez. He was born in Reading but grew up in NorCal. But funny enough, I actually coached his great-grandson. But
you don't know what you're
So Martinez as well, the play-by-play announcer for the Toronto Blue Jays and the first manager of Team USA during the inaugural World Baseball Classic. Oh, look over to second, and beating it back to the bag is Hunter Reed, who nearly got hung out to dry, got caught leaning, went back to second. Probably would have been saved even if the tag had been applied, but pickoff throw by Jason Pimentel going into center field. So all runners stay, though. We have Reed at second, Noah Young at first, and with Giacomo Crosetti, who does a lot of his damage hitting to the opposite field. 1-0 pitch is missed down for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And here's a fun little fact. We have Tyler Bassetti, who is the nephew of Rick. Didn't grow up in Reading. He's, Levy grew up in, Vacaville. Became the first player this year to hit home runs in nine consecutive games. So talk about a chip off the old nephew. The pitch is inside for ball four to Crosetti. Three straight walks issued by Jason Pimentel, and the bases are loaded for Mason Johnson. And so for Pimentel, as we have some pitchers warming up. You know, though, I think my favorite fact, though, as the meeting continues with the bases loaded, thank you. So, looks like Pimentel is going to stay in there after the meeting. Yeah, so here's Mason Johnson, and again, the thing that I'm most proud of, I think, from Redding is the fact that Joe Hatton, pitcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers, was the starting pitcher when Jackie Robinson made his debut. Wasn't originally from Redding, but eventually moved out to the North State once his baseball career was over, was the head of the American Legion teams out here. The 0-1 pitch is swung on, lifted, foul, and out of play. So, again, plenty of baseball history here within the North State, and it's always just fun to talk about Reading. You think in a town of 90,000, how can you produce so much athletic talent? Well, it has. And, you know, we're on the topic with Juneteenth coming up and talking about great athletes that have come from the area. Backdoor picked the second, and safe as Noah Young. We have Greg Gibson. And, man, you want to talk about a story that should really be made into the movie. So Greg Gibson, who was a wrestler, the first and I believe still only American to win world championships, as the pitch is swung on and fouled away, 0-2. Greg Gibson went to Shasta High School in the late 70s, was a two-time All-American at Oregon. Besides, he's going to join the Marine Corps, and while he was in the Marine Corps, still wrestled competitively for roughly 20 years and became the first man to win wrestling championships in Sambo, Freestyle, and Greco-Roman. 0-2, the count to Johnson as he swings and fouls the pitch away. It looks like a little bit of trouble as so, no balls and two strikes. The bases are loaded. With Tristetti at first, at second is Young, and at third is Hunter Reed. 2-1, Colt 45 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 0-2 pitch is bounced. So, oh wow, they're going to call that straight three. That ball was in the dirt, and Johnson was rung up. Wow. So, I guess Johnson was unable to check his swing, but that ball was a good 8 inches in the dirt, not even close to swinging. But home plate umpire Maxey said he swung. Here's the pitch on the inside corner there for a strike. And, of course, Chapman keeping me honest, said, hey, can't forget about Jason Seahorn. Originally from Mount Shasta, played at Shasta College, and later on had a good career at USC, and then played 10 seasons in the NFL at defensive back. Man, again, the list just goes on and on. I mean, this town of blue-collared folks, this conservative heartbed, and yet, somehow this area has produced some of the great ones. Two balls and one strike now to Trey Thomas after Johnson struck out. Thomas looking to put something in play. 2-1. Colt 45 is in the bottom of the fourth. He swings and this is for strike. For strike two. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Pimentel. Heel set. Wind in, deliver the 2-2 pitch. Is this low for ball three? three balls and two strikes. And so for Pimentel, had Thomas with two strikes. And now for Thomas on that reel trying to get off the hook. 3-2 pitch, fastball, swung on, lifted down the first baseline and foul and out of play. So three balls, two strikes for Jason Pimentel, who has been working overtime in this bottom of the fourth inning. And I told you, Tyler, I think I might have jinxed us. Caught to the bottom of the fourth inning. We were moving quickly along, and then bases got loaded on three walks, 3-2 pitches, swung on, fouled away. And now for Thomas, engaging Pimentel in a lock of horns battle. And for Trey Thomas, told me that he attended Antelope Valley College, liked the junior colleges in California a lot better than Nevada. Talked about the amazing batting cages that they have in AVC. The Marauders. Three balls, two strikes, one out. 3-2 pitch, swung on, and there's a hard fly ball into right field, bobbled and caught by Blake DeMaria. And then, thinking that it was a line drive to second, it's Noah Young getting forced out, and that will end the inning. So for Noah Young, didn't recognize the ball was caught, thought there was a double, and instead, it's a double play. A line drive that was bobbled and caught by Blake DeMaria in the right field. And then for good measure with the eager Noah Young thinking there was a base hit, gets thrown out at second for a 9-6 double play. No runs, no hits. Two men left loaded as we go to the top of the fifth inning, and we will stay with you for the pizza battle. The young children, we got four of them trying to juggle the pizza. Oh, one girl dropped it. This redheaded boy takes control. He has one hand on top, one hand on the bottom. That's the way you're supposed to do it. That is good fundamental pizza carrying by the kid with the red hair and green shirt. You don't want to act like you're at a coffee shop trying to, you know, carry the cocktails, one hand on top, one hand at the bottom, and that young man is going to win himself a nice T-shirt. And so we'll take a break here, having some fun here at Tiger Field, celebrating its 100th anniversary. It's the Reading Colt 45, leading the Fresno Athletics 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Top of the fifth inning we go, and it is Reese Fairweather from Feather River College in there for a strike. He is a left-hander in relief after four innings of work from Bronson Chapel. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. So here is Jacob Maynard in what was a very bizarre end to the bottom of the fourth inning, as Trey Thomas flied to right field and then Noah Young was doubled up. It was just a line drive to Blake DeMaria and it was hit right to Blake. He bobbled it though, but sort of almost hot potatoed it to himself, able to make the catch. And then for Young, just again, you see that first bobble and your first instinct is to think, oh, that ball's been dropped. I gotta go. Well, for Di Maria, able to turn popcorn chicken into a double play, and that's where we are. 2-2 pitches swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Meaner. So for Reese Fairweather, man, making himself a solid living as a relief pitcher, as a left-hander, commanding his fastball, 6'3". And now here is Steven Martinez. Here's the pitch to Martinez. Fastball away upstairs for ball one. Want to note to Martinez, who is a right-hander from University of Southwest in Hobbs, New Mexico. 1-0 is delivered just a little high for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes to count. Here's Fairweather. The 2-0 pitch is away for ball three. So for Fairweather, looking to bring it down a little bit. And again, yesterday's game canceled due to rain and thunderstorms. And can you believe it, too? There was rain and thunderstorms, not just during a summer day, but happened during 3 graduations yesterday. Foothill, West Valley, and Anderson all got rained out. Now, Martinez walked on 4 pitches, and now here is Zach Ahmed, who is the beer batter. So Ahmed, who has struck out twice tonight with the tying run over at first base, looking to end his drought. Here's Fairweather. He winds and fires. Looking to get down the bunt. That ball is fouled away. Oh, watch out. And that's going to deflect off the top of the dugout. So.
In dire need of some attention right now.
0-1 for Ahmed, laboring a little bit.
Nobody's in it.
Ahmed, 0-2, but with one swing could potentially tie this game up. Looks bunt, takes on the outside corner for strike two. And the count is 0-2 to Ahmed. Fairweather looks in and heel set. Delivers curveball tailing away. Ahmed not biting. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball! Not sure where that missed, but I guess we will guess low. That was a 1-2 curveball. That is a strike any other day of the week. Man, that was right at the knees, but we'll do it again. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, bounced to second. Turning his Vela to short for one. The throw to first, not in time. So for Ahmed, now 0-3, but he is off the hook for the discount beer this time around. Man. Gotta say, it's been a... it's been a bit of a rough night for Maxie, I guess, on those pitches on the corner. Now, the pitch to Aiden Perry is swung on and a grounder to third. Up with it, the throw to first in time. Nice play there by Mason Johnson, able to get the speedy Aiden Perry for the third out to end the inning. No runs, no hits. A man left. The Aussie, Reese Fairweather, comes in and gets the job done. Pitches a silent fifth. Shuts out the Athletics. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway home as Homer, the mascot, leading the band as the Colt 45s leading this game 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, CCNR. CAS is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritytm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
And for the fifth inning, we have a new pitcher, and that is Austin Stauer, and that is a stout man. His college not listed, but we'll just say he is, he's got to be at least 6'4". I mean, man, talk about a mountain well put together. That's why you eat your spinach, kids, because if you want to be tall and long and have those kind of muscles. Here's a pitch from Stauer. Delivers on the inside corner for a strike to Mackenzie Higuchi, ice skating enthusiast. Drives the Toyota Corolla. 0-1 pitch rolled up along the third base line. That's in fair territory. The race to first, not in time. So Higuchi with the lead-off infield single to start the fifth. And now here is Dusty Vela. So for Higuchi, 1-for-1 was hit by a pitch and then came home to score on the sacrifice fly. That was Kyle Dixon, as Dixon is in to substitute for Higuchi as the courtesy runner. Fastball taken outside for ball one. So Higuchi with the at-bat, and now he'll go back to put on his catching gear. One and oh, the count. To Vela, who swings and lifts the ball high and soft into left field. Under it and making the catch is Roman Rosales, and we have one away. So, for Vela.
Not bad.
Who is 1-for-2 after getting hit by a pitch in the third inning, and now here is Brett Dingus. So Dingus, who is 0-for-1, grounded home Dusty Vela on the sacrifice, and then walked in his last plate appearance. 1-0 pitch. One ball and no strikes after a high breaking ball from Stauer. Stauer, wine. Those are... One ball and no strikes, keeping a sharp eye on Dixon. Dixon not going. 1-0 pitch, and that ball is driven high and deep into center field, going back, though, on the edge of the grass near the warning track to make the catch. Azingas in, there's two away. And so with two outs, now here's Kyle Norton. And man, oh man, talk about a simultaneous rise. Norton hit a sacrifice fly that rock home Dixon. Fastball taken away for ball one. 1-0. But man, when Norton got a hold of one, that crowd got straight up, but we'll see what he does here now. 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Fastball. That ball is driven hard down the right field line and foul, out of play. And so for Kyle Norton, who just arrived from Gwinnett, Georgia, after a successful season following a year at Shasta College, still has 2 years of eligibility left. Here's the 1-1. Fastball way upstairs for ball two. And climbing the ladder, keeping it in front is Tyler Smith. Two balls and one strike to Norton. Two-one pitch. There goes Dixon. The pitch is swung on, swatted foul behind home plate, and that is going to roll into the little forest with a basketball court next to it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Low-scoring ball game, a rarity in these first seven games. 2-1 in favor of the Colt 45s in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the 2-2 hit, swung on, lifted, foul, and out of play down the left field line. Glad you could all join us here on what has been a wonderfully calm night for baseball. Again, temperatures don't usually get like this around early to mid-June. We're in 95, 96 mile an hour temperature territory. 2-2 pitch inside, and it hits Norton. So Norton on the 2-2 pitch is hit by the pitch. To second goes Dixon, and with two outs, let's see what the Colt 45s can do here. And now here is Hunter Reed. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count. Sauer sets. Winds in, delivers. 0-1 pitch is bounced in the dirt for ball one. So good play there by Tyler Smith. Again, ranging to his right and keeping the ball in front, besides the one wild pitch that got Dusty Vela to third. He's been pretty cool ever since. 1-1, swung on and missed for strike two. And so for Hunter Reed, looking to dial it in, 6'3" man from Texas A&M, Texarkana. 1-2, a look over to second, and back on the bag. Is Dixon? 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch, fastball, swung on, and that ball is lifted into right field. Coming in 15 steps, chopping his feet under it, making the catch. Is Lake DeMaria to end the inning. So for the Colt 45, get a leadoff infield single and a hit by a pitch, but no runs to show for it. Dixon left at second. Norton left hanging with the check at first. No runs, one hit, two left. And at the end of five, the Reading Colt 45 lead the Fresno Athletics 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
So, top of the sixth inning we go, and now we're going to have Ryan Armantrout to pitch. Armantrout been working on his command during the summer from San Marcos and attended Palomar College. So here is Roman Rosales, who tripled off the wall and then came home to score on a sacrifice fly by Cameron DeMaria. Here's the hit from Armantrout, delivers on the outside corner for a strike on one. Here's the 0-1 pitch, fastball in at the knees to the left-hander. Crowd has settled in, pretty full crowd, not a sellout, but very healthy crowd of Reading has come in. Wow, way inside for ball two and having a yeehaw out of the way and toe tap. Is Roman Rosales for ball two. Man, those square dancing lessons really come in handy these days. Almost did like a two-step jig and then a sidestep all at once to avoid that fastball from Armantrout. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Fastball inside corner just missing for ball three. So three balls in. One strike for Rosales, who hit a ball hard off the wall in right center in the top, when the top of the third. 3-1 pitch is missed away for ball four. And so now here is Cameron DeMaria, who has singled and then hit a sacrifice fly, 1-for-1. 6'8". Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Or, excuse me, fouled away. Only one that counts as DeMaria was way behind it. Barely was able to get around and fouled it at the back net. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball on the inside corner there for strike two. So you gotta... Got a big right-hander up there, and the Red and Cold 45 fans bantering with him. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Going from 88 miles an hour to a 75 slider, and down goes Di Maria for out number one, and Di Maria just waved back to the Cold 45 fans that were bantering with him. So now here is Tyler Smith. Man, so from 88, 89 miles an hour, and then you see 75, and man, baseball is a hard sport to play. 1-0 to Smith, who flied out to center and has singled. 2-1, Reading Colt 45s in the top of the sixth. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. So you got to give a lot of credit to him and Strath for how he's performed tonight. Struggled his first couple of games with his command walking batters, but he has just come into today very locked in and polished. 1-1, Owen, and a look over to first. And again, I say that with Rosales at first having walked him, but, you know, walked him on four pitches, took care of Di Maria, and working competitively with Smith. 1-1 pitch, fastball in there for a second. The throw to second, and he is out. Roman Rosales comes at second. Nice throw from Mackenzie Higuchi. The hard fastball on the inside corner, commanding it for a strike, and with a high velo, Rosales decided to go, and he was out by about 15 feet. And so with two outs for Amonstrout, looking to take care of Smith. 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded hard into left field for a base hit. So sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. Nice little bit of hitting there by Tyler Smith.
1147, you just brought $50 to purchase the Pepper's first pitch.
So
1147, must be present to win.
With Smith aboard at first, here is Blake Di Maria. So, for Di Maria, who is 0-for-2, struck out twice today. Amonstrout. Looking in to home, and he'll set. Wind and deliver. Fastball, swung off, and there's a high fly ball into shallow left field, under, going back, reaching back in, making the catch, fighting the shadows for the third out is Brett Dingus. Nice play. That ball just disappeared into that grayish blue sky. Dingus had an eye on it. Still had to go back though, and from his backside, able to lean back, looking into his glove to make the catch. So for Dingus, with the catch and a solid line of work by Ryan Amonstrout, no runs, one hit, a man left, and at the end of five and a half, the Colt 45s lead. The Redding leads the Fresno Athletics 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Reading Colt 45's pet band is here playing the latest tunes. So, bottom of the sixth inning, and let's see what the Reading Colt 45's can do. Scoring just two runs, and I... That is a season low so far. Dusty Vila led off the first inning with a double. Advanced to third on a wild pitch and then came home to score on a Brent Dingus ground out to short. And then shook again with Mackenzie Higuchi getting hit by a pitch, and then with the bases loaded, a sacrifice fly by Kyle Norton. 2-0, the count now to Noah Young, who takes on the outside corner there for a strike. Here's a 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Here's a 2-2 pitch, swung on, that ball's leased into left field for a base hit. So for Noah Young, able to piece a single into left field to lead things off. And so now, here's Giacomo Crosetti. And so for Crosetti, who's 0-for-1, struck out and walked. Looking to drive in Young. The pitch to Crosetti. Fastball inside corner just missing. So one ball and no strikes to count. And again, we were talking about the history of Reading sports. And, of course, you have to bring up Megan Rapinoe for her prowess as an athlete. 2019 Ballon d'Or winner. That's the award for the best soccer player in the world. And she won it. 1-0 pitch on the inside corner there for a strike. So 1-1. And again, though, you can't talk about the baseball history of the Colt 45s without talking about the softball. And people tell me back in the day how this town was booming when the Reading Rebels were in town. One ball and two strikes. Now the count to Crosetti. Bauer sets. 1-2 pitch in the dirt and away for ball two. So two balls, two strikes. No out, bottom of the sixth inning. The Reading Colt 45s leading the Fresno Athletics 2-1. 2-2 pitch. Little change up that stayed up for ball three. And so three balls, two strikes. And again, the Colt 45s, the fast pitch teams, Michelle Smith, who's part of the National Softball Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City, went on to become the first woman to broadcast a nationally televised syndicated baseball game. all the way in 2006. 3-2 pitch. Another changeup that stays a little high for ball four. And so, after the single by Young, Giacomo Crosetti has walked for the second time today. And now, here's Mason Johnson. And, man, if you want to look across the board right now, there is some softball talent. Reagan Breedlove, who is a starting pitcher at Oregon, who attended Central Valley. And crazy, man, you want to talk about one of the worst parts about just COVID was the fact that you had an entire generation lost to COVID, couldn't play sports their senior year. Breedlove was one of them, would have really loved to watch her pitch. I mean, man, I tell you, if Breedlove had gotten a chance to pitch for Central Valley that year in 2020, they were going all the way. Just a tremendous athlete, great pitcher. Could hit the ball as well, 1-0. And for Stower, who just threw another high pitch for a ball, is now going to have himself a board meeting at the pitching mound. So we'll see what happens to Sauer, and he's going to stay in the game. Not a lot of action going on in the visiting bullpen. Just some armbands being stretched. And again, another great player that you think about when you're talking about the all-time softball greats. Mia Camuso, who won a national championship with UCLA. And then Sheridan Hawkins. And what's funny about Sheridan Hawkins, and this is just, I mean, kind of comes full circle. So Sheridan Hawkins, who pitched at Oregon, played for Team USA, all-time leader in no-hitters, strikeouts, no swing on the bunt for ball to Mason Johnson. But the fact that after she graduated from Oregon, she was actually the assistant coach at Cal State Northridge when I was covering the team and going to school there. It's just such a weird coincidence how things just tie back to Shasta County. 2-0, a look over to second. Back to the bag is Noah Young, who got hung out to dry. In that third inning, here's a bunt, and it's put down by Johnson. That ball, it is a field goal. And then the third base hit, that ball did not get more than about a foot past home plate. My goodness, that was interesting and beautiful. Mason Johnson with the putt-putt infield punt single, and that ball did not go farther than 2 feet, and I mean 2 feet. Bunted it right off the end of the barrel. Wasn't particularly strong, but able to get it down nevertheless. And for the catcher, Tyler Smith is taking a high ball. There is Trey Thomas. And Tyler Smith was just waiting for that ball to go foul, and it just didn't. It just bounced. Didn't bother picking it up, and so an infield single to load the bases for Trey Thomas, who takes high for ball two. So two balls, no strikes, and I guess Fort Johnson, he is definitely buying the hors d'oeuvres tonight. Man, with that kind of luck and that kind of good fortune, something has to give, and now it's ball three to Trey Thomas as he takes a pitch inside. Three balls, no strikes. Young at third, Crosetti at second, Johnson at first. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Fastball is in. Oh, yeah, that ball was in the dirt for a ball, and he just called it a strike. Maxie, wow. That ball was in the dirt. Man, this Reddy Cole Birdie Buzz fan base is getting antsy, and I can't particularly blame them. Wow. Here's a 3-1 pitch. That's swung on and fouled away. I guess that's the drama of summer collegiate baseball. These players are working on becoming better ball players, and I guess these umpires are working on becoming better umpires. Can't blame them necessarily, but man, that was one of the more bizarre strike calls that you will see all season long. 3-2. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Pulled on, lifted down the first baseline, giving chase in Di Maria. That ball is out of play for the 6'8" Cameron Di Maria, who I have to say, from year one to year two, is running a lot faster. He could play right field if he wanted to, but they have him at first. Bases loaded, infield on the grass. Here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow right field, giving chase under it and out of play. And again, there's a painted white line along the visiting dugout. And so if it goes past that white line, even as a fielder, even if you were able to run under it and still physically catch it, if it goes past that painted white line, it is still considered out of play, even if you catch it. So one of those weird little quirks about Tiger Field. Drama is ensuing. 3-2. We got a tight ball game here in the bottom of the sixth inning with the Colt 40 Buzz leading 2-1. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Fastball inside for ball four. So a bases loaded walk by Trey Thomas brings home Noah Young. It's now 3-1, Colt 45. And now here is Mackenzie Higuchi. So Higuchi takes away for ball one. And again, I'm not trying to, you know, bag on Maxi at all. It was just the fact that you had the pitch that was low. He waited at least, you know, 5 to 6 seconds. And then as the guy is walking towards first and calls it a strike, that's just, again, your strike zone is very, very objective and, you know, trying to be fair. But, you know. Here's the 1-1 pitch, fastball missing outside for ball two. So 2-1 to Higuchi facing Stauer. 2-1 is a little high for ball three. So 3-1 and so for Stauer. Fighting his command with the bases loaded, has no place to put Higuchi. The 3-1 is a fastball. That's on the inside corner for a strike and something that most fans can at least maybe agree upon. It is a representative democracy overall, and everybody is entitled to their opinion, especially at Tiger Field. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Tailing sliders away for ball four. Another bases loaded walk brings in Crescetti, and it's now 4-1, Colt 45. And so for Stauer, who they might be done. And so Stauer is going to come out of the game, and after the bases loaded walk to Higuchi, and so it's now 4-1, and the Reading Colt 45s are about to face a new pitcher. We'll find out who it is after this as we take a commercial break. You're listening to This Game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which offers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out, connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
So bottom of the sixth inning, and here is Steven Martinez, another pitcher from the University of Southwest. So University of the Southwest, located in Hobbs, New Mexico. They are known as the Mustangs. So founded in 1956, was originally a junior college called Hobbs Baptist College, renamed New Mexico Baptist College in 1958. The school was changed to College of the Southwest in 1961 and then University of the Southwest in 2008. One ball and one strike as we are back with Dusty Vela, the leadoff man, to shake things up. 1-1 pitch is high for ball two. So Pimentel went four innings, did some solid work. And then, as the 3-1 pitch is outside for ball four. And so not a comfortable greeting. That's now three straight bases loaded walks drawn by the Colt 45s. And with no outs, this game slipping away from the Fresno Athletics. It's now 5-1. And so for the Colt 45s, able to score three runs in the bottom of the sixth without swinging a bat. Well, excuse me, I can't say that because of the trickery, I guess you can say, from Mason Johnson. There's a strike there to Brett Dingus, 0-1. Mason Johnson able to get aboard on a 2-foot infield bunt single. And that, I guess you could say, started the mojo. Here's the 0-1 pitch, going lined into center field. For a base hit from Dingus. In to score is Thomas. In to score is Dixon. Holding it third is Dusty Vela as Brent Dingus busts this game wide open with a 2-run single. And it is now 7-1 in favor of the Colt 45. And so for Brett Dingus, didn't hit it hard, but found some space. And so with a 7-1 lead, still with no outs, here is Kyle Norton. First hit swung on by Norton. That ball is lifted into shallow left field. Going back is shortstop Mike Rios to make the catch. And that's the end of Norton. And we have one away.
First baseman, number 26, Hunter Reed.
And so now here is Hunter Reed, who becomes the eighth man of the inning to come to the batter's box. 7-1, Colt 45, as it was 2-1, and then five runs have been scored in the bottom of the sixth inning. Three on bases loaded walks, and then a two-run single by Brett Dingus to break the game open. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed by Reed for strike one. One ball and one strike for Martinez. And again, those runs, at least the first to the first four batters, being charged to Austin Stower. One, two, to Reed, who swings, fouls the pitch away, and, oh, there we go. We got our first victim. We got a big white Chrysler. Looks like a four-wheeler, and that smacked it right on the back windshield. There we go. So, just when I thought the cars were safe, no broken windows out. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Hold on, that ball is lifted into left field, pulling back four steps to make the catch. Is Roman Rosales, not a very good route to the ball. He kind of just backpedaled a bit as that ball was hit pretty hard, but was able to reach up with his glove and still able to make the catch. And so, with Reed flying out, the Colt 45s have officially batted around, and the man that led off the bottom of the sixth, it's Noah Young to bat as he swings in, fouls the first pitch away. So Young led off the bottom of the sixth with an opposite field single to left and then came home to score on, guess what? A bases loaded walk. There were three of those in the bottom of the fifth, in the bottom of the sixth. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and fouled away. No balls and two strikes. At first is Dingus. At second is Vela. Martinez sets in, delivers 0-2 pitch, in at the wrist, checking the time. There is Young, one ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch, Chaffo way upstairs, runners going to throw to third, not in time, and then skips into left field. In the score is Vela with runners in motion. It's now 8-1, 10-45. So for Dusty Vela, he's got the speed. Martinez completely forgot about him. And sure enough, he takes third, and then for good measure, like a free Costco sample, takes home. 2-2 pitches high for ball three. So the Colt 45s in what was a nail biter, at least in the first five innings. 3-2 pitches, strike three called. The fastball rings up Reed to end the inning, but not before the Colt 45s are able to play six runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, capped off by a 2-foot single by Mason Johnson, and then a 2-run single by Brett Dingus. Six runs come across, 3 on bases loaded walks, 2 on an RBI single by Dingus, and then Dusty Bailey able to steal third, and then come home on the air. Six runs on five walks, three hits, and hey there. And we go to the top of the seventh. Hope I tabulated that right. I think I did. The Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 8-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, which offers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out, connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Move the seventh inning we go. First pitch is grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. Throws the first in time. And that takes care of Mike Rios. One away. So Mike Rios, able to take care of the grounder. And now here is Jacob Maynard. And so this is a tight ball game through five innings, and then the Colt 45s using some solid play discipline, and we're about to get ourselves a pinch runner as coming into the game is Cameron Bryant. So Bryant, who I'm guessing is a graduated high schooler. It says that he is uncommitted, but he is an outfielder. About 6'1". Looking to show what he can do with the stick. Takes away for ball one. 1-0. So it was tight for five innings, and then the Colt 45s took advantage of some command issues by the Athletics as the 1-0 pitch by Armin Trout is inside for ball two. Used five walks, including three bases loaded walks to score runs. Hits by Noah Young and Mason Johnson, and then a two-run single by Brent Dingus for good measure. 2-0 pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. Two balls, one strike with one out. Glad you could join us here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR. And please drop me a note or a text if you want some shout-outs. You got a birthday, you got a family member that is celebrating an anniversary, come talk to me and we'll shout them out. Two balls, two strikes, one out. 2-2 pitch, slider, strike three called. And down goes Bryant. So the young fella learning the hard way. And so for Amontrout, having himself a very quality night of work.
Number 22.
That's now three strikeouts in two-plus innings. Pitch is taken a little high for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball a little high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Here's a 2-0 pitch, fastball on the inside corner, therefore a strike, two balls and one strike. that Tigers Chicago White Sox team a couple of nights ago where they won on a walk-off 2-1 pitch and swung on and missed for strike two. So Tim Anderson comes to the plate. Can get the sacrifice fly. 2-2 pitch, and that hit, and that hit Martinez. So Steven Martinez, who was the designated hitter, who's now the pitcher, is hit on the upper back with two outs, and that will bring up Zach Ahmed. And so last chance for the Colt 45 fans to get some discount beer. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner there for a strike. 0-1. So for Ahmed, the leadoff hitter, 0-3 tonight, has struck out twice. Heading to a fielder's choice, 6-4. In the fifth, 0-1 pitch is missed down for ball one. Yeah, so three nights ago, Corey Glaser getting hit. That must have been an awkward home plate walk-off celebration if you were the White Sox. And they were nice to him, Tim Anderson making sure he's okay. 1-1 pitch swung on, and that ball is lifted high into the black sky on the infield. Under it is Vela, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Ryan Amontraut delivering a solid two-plus innings of work. It is now the seventh inning stretch, as it is now time for God Bless America and Take Me Out to the Ballgame. We'll stay here as we honor our troops serving at home and abroad.
And we got the sound sound machine. Wait, taking out the ball game.
Ah, nothing like summer baseball, hearing, and of course the band singing, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Done there by the Reading Colt 45's pep band. We'll take a break here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR on a beautiful Friday night here at Tiger Field.
owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
So here you go with one out, and here's the first pitch to Mason Johnson, who grounds, who is in deep at first on another infield single. So Mason Johnson swinging at first, pitches last at bat, reached the first on a 2-foot bunt that just got across home plate, and then what does he do? First pitch swinging, and he ends up with another infield single, this time on a fluffy patch of grass. Or here's the pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Here's the pitch, swung on, grounded to second, the play, the tag to first for one, the throw to first, double play, and that ends the inning. So a quick bottom of the seventh inning, and for, that was a little confusing, so Bob Anderson wanted to know what the safe was called after the tag was applied on Johnson, but the umpire said that Johnson was out of the base pass and then making a good throw to first on a 4-3 double play is Aiden Carey. So it was a quick bottom of the seventh, to say the least. In fact, the God Bless America and the taking out to the ball game went longer than the actual play itself. No runs, one hit, nobody left. And at the end of seven innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 8-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collections to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
So Ryan Davis, the man out of Yuba College, in the pitch here in the top of the eighth inning. And so for Davis, considers himself mostly a baseball guy. He really doesn't do much except work on his car and likes to eat, and ask him what his favorite thing to cook is, and it's lemon garlic chicken. So for Ryan Davis, let's see what he can cook up here in the top of the eighth inning. And here is Aiden Perry. So Perry takes a first pitch fastball that misses inside for ball one. So 1-0, plenty of cushion for Davis to work with. 1-0 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted foul in that play behind third base. So into the bocce courts. Might have woken up a couple of raccoons. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball a little high for ball two. So 2 and 1 the count. Davis Wines and delivers. 2 on pitch is a garlicky flavored fastball that this is just inside for ball 3. So for Davis trying to put the temperature on high with the 3-1 count. Fastball is moving. That ball was scored down the right field line. Foul. Strikes. Helicopter flying overhead. DQ bit swung with that ball sliced into left field for a base hit. So for Aiden Terry, able to get aboard for the first time today with the left, with a single into left. And now here is Roman Rosales, who nearly connected on a home run, tripled off the right center wall. Thrower to first, back on the bag is Perry. And so for Ryan Davis, with a nice lead, just trying to get his job done. And again, for Davis, one of those players looking for a 4-year home, hoping to use the Colt 45's season to find that new school of his. 0-1 to Rosales. The 0-1 pitch, fastball, swung on, that ball is lined into center field, and it'll drop in front of Crescetti for a base hit. Station to station to second goes Rosales, and so for the Athletics, this game is far from over, and with no outs, two runners on, here comes the big fella himself, Cameron DeMaria. So for DeMaria, 6'8", he is 1-for-2 singled, or, yeah, excuse me, yeah, 1-for-2 singled, hit a sacrifice fly in the top of the fourth inning. 1-0 pitch, fastball away. And so after 5 walks were issued by the Fresno Athletics, Davis fighting it a bit himself as he finds himself down 2-0 to DeMaria. 2-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner, finds his spot there for a strike. Davis sets the 2-1, swung on, a roller up the middle, nice play at second, the foot race is on, tag made by Vela for out number 1, a nice play by Dusty Vela on a tricky ground ball that was up the middle. Vela was able to get in front of it, and then with his glove able to make a quick tag and touch second to beat Rosales. And so to third goes Perry as DeMaria reaches on a fielder's choice. And now here is Tyler Smith. He swings, grounds one hard down the first baseline and foul. And so runners at the corners. The A is trying to tack on some runs and, oh, a little one pitch way inside and that ball looked like it hit Tyler Smith right on the kneecap. Ouch. Hit by a pitch. And with the bases loaded. So Smith already. He's a catcher. So that guy is more beat up than anybody. Comes up to bat. First pitch and hits him right on the knee. That is going to be a night of icy hot and an ice bath in your hotel. And so, meanwhile, for Ryan Davis fighting it a bit. Coach Bob Anderson, getting a man warm. You see that it is a left-hander, not sure who yet. Here's the pitch now to Blake Demery, who takes outside for ball one. One-oh pitch, fastball high. And so now for Davis with no place to put Di Maria. Devin Bunine. So Bunine pinch hitting for Blake Di Maria. Bunine from St. Vincent University. 2-0 pitch is high and away for ball three. And so with the bases loaded, Bunine has a chance to put his team back in the ball game late in the top of the eighth. 3-0 pitch, fastball way outside for ball four. Everybody will move up 90 feet. In to score is Perry. And it is now 8-2 in favor of the Reading Colt 45s. And Davis's night is done. So Davis records one out, and now we'll have a new pitcher come up, and we'll see who it is. And so, looks like a left-hander, and I believe that young man is Thomas Canfield. Pretty sure it is. Positive it is. Scratch that. It's a right-hander. We'll see who the right-hander is. Could be Spencer Heath. Meanwhile, we'll take a break here. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. KCNR, as we get the pitching change for you. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Talking about the eighth inning as we still try to figure out who this pitcher is for the Colt 45s. Taking a little inside and low for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count to Mike Rios. 1-0 to Rios. Swung on and grounded to third. The throw to second for one. The throw to first. Double play. And that ends
three,
the inning.
Rolled the 5-4-3 double play.
As that was number. So, Yes, that. No way. Yeah, so Skylar Goddard was the pitcher who just came in, got a bounce out from Mike Diaz to end the inning, 5-4-3. So despite a bases-loaded walk, the A's don't score anymore. No runs on two hits, a hit batter, and a walk. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Reading Colts 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 2 here on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Here we are, and we are, okay. Yep, here we are. We are at the Race to Homer race. We got a young man in red who's been just an absolute killer. Girl in purple finds her shoes. They're still trying to get some stragglers there late, and that is Homer and the shoe race. Oh, young man isn't even worried about putting on his shoes. Oh, maybe he is. He's still trying to figure it out. You think he's trying to figure out right from left. I don't know. Crocs are overrated, but yep, there they are. They figured it out. High fives all the way around. It's all over the kids. And now we're back to baseball. So yeah, we had a little bit of a problem with that shoe race tonight. Kids trying to put on their shoes, and I think you got a young man that's maybe lost his mom. Oh man, nothing like putting on a show for the children, right? We're in the bottom of the eighth. Steven Martinez still into work. Here's the pitch as Mackenzie Higuchi will lead things off. He takes inside for ball one, one and out. One oh pitch, overhand. I don't know, I think that was a two seam. 2-0. 2-0 pitch, fastball on the outside corner right there for a strike. 2-1. 2-1 pitch, Higuchi takes high for ball three.
Get him on the third ball, Ricky.
Here's the 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Wow, Higuchi took a big swing at that one and came up empty. Full count, bottom of the eighth inning. Glad you could join us here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR for the Reading Colt 45s and Fresno Athletics. 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Here's a 3-2 pitch, swung on, and there's a high drive into left field. Back it goes all the way to the wall, and it's off the warning track, turning off the wall and left. To second, turning in is Mackenzie Higuchi with a leadoff double. So for Higuchi, got a pitch up in the zone, knew what to do with it.
Second pitch.
So for Roman Rosales, turn clockwise, turn counterclockwise, went over his head. And so with a pinch runner coming in, now here is leadoff man Dusty Vela as the pitch is going on and fouled away. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Little up at the ribs, but Bela looking to do more damage. He is one for two, and he gets hit by another pitch. Man, so the Dusty trifecta, he was doubled. He doubled, was hit by a pitch, walked, and then for good measure, hit for the second time. And so, with him two runners aboard, now here is Brett Dingus. Dingus leading the game with three runs batted in. Brought home Vela on contact to short. Walked, and then a two-run single. Dingus swings at the first pitch, and that ball is skied on the infield. Infield fly is called, but the out will still be recorded. So for those of you who don't know baseball, runners at first and second are the bases loaded to prohibit the defense from inducing a ground ball double play. That ball is hit high. It is an automatic out, an infield fly. So even though Aiden Perry ended up dropping the ball, still an out, and everybody holds. Pitch to Kyle Norton, who takes side for ball one.
Thank you.
Here's a 1-0 hit. Swing on. Hard ground ball to first. Up with it is Z Maria. Touches first. Runner for Higuchi moves to third. To second goes Vela. And Norton advancing the runner brings up Hunter Reed. So here is Hunter Reed. The pitch swung on, and that ball is flying hard into right center, but going back to his right and making the catch is Ahmed to end the inning. So for the Colt 45s, they get a leadoff double from Mackenzie Higuchi, and then Vela is hit by a pitch, but nothing more to show for it. Dingus, Norton, and Reed go down in order. And at the end of eight innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 8-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is sponsored by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The ninth inning, and I believe that is still Skyler Goddard. So Goddard, originally from White City, Oregon, attends Feather River College. So Goddard facing against Ryan Krunk from Allen Hancock College in Santa Maria. And Allen Hancock College is where L.A. Raiders and Oakland Raiders coach, guess who? John Madden was the head coach once upon a time. Grounder to second, up with it. Isvela throws the first, and there's one away. So the Colt 45s, two outs away from getting back on their winning ways after losing last Sunday. And now, here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded to second. That ball was hit hard. Nice play, though. Throw it a first in time by Dingus. Gets Joshua Garcia from the University of Valley Forge, and there's two away. And that will bring up Zach Ahmed. So, Ahmed, the beer batter, still, even if it is just a ceremonial title now that the snack bars have closed. Here's the pitch in the dirt for ball one. 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Little change up in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Most of the folks have gone home. The band has put their instruments away. 1-1 in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike. We'll continue the three-game series tomorrow. Game time starts at 7:10 p.m. Be there. 2-1 swung on and a slow roller to Goddard. Goddard has to hurry to throw to first. Not in time. So an infield single by Zach Ahmed. So the beer batter at least gets a little bit of a silver token to end the night with an infield single. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside for ball one. And once again, a special thank you goes out always to Tyler Chapman in the studio in downtown making this broadcast happen. Always appreciative and an amazing baseball fan. 1-0 pitch swung on, flied over the press box. Man, I thought I had a beat on it. Darn it. Oh, it's coming back though. Oh, I missed it. Darn it. It rolled back to the tent and I had a chance to grab it. Oh well. I was born with T-Rex arms. 1-1 pitch, there goes the runner. Swung on, lifted into shallow left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Holding at third is Ahmed. And so, Aiden Perry with a bloop single on the first pitch, and now, here is Roman Rosales. Eight to two in favor of the Colt 45s, who used a six-run top of the bottom of the sixth to extend its lead, and that's where we are. Three bases loaded walks, two-run single by Brett Dingus. 1-0 pitch is grounded down the first baseline. Foul. Nice play there by Cameron DeMaria as it foul ball went right to him. One ball, one strike, two outs. Here's the 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed for strike two. One ball and two strikes as Rosales is down to his last strike. Goddard in the 1-2. Swung on, top third, and so keeping it alive is Rosales. One ball, two strikes, two out, 8-2 as Mr. Fabulous. He is the super fan from New York getting his love. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fly ball on the infield. Under it is Mason Johnson, who makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s get back on track, winning by a final score of 8-2. Four solid innings of work by Bronson Chapel and his Reading Colt 45s debut. And I guess we'll have to give the Player of the Game award on offense to Brett Dingus, who had three runs batted in, including a two-run single that broke the game open in the sixth inning. Final score, Reading Colt 45s 8, Fresno Athletics 2. We'll be back here tomorrow at Tiger Field for game number 2 of the series. This has been Ethan Hansen for Tyler Chapman in the studio, saying so long from Tiger Field, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by Authority Property Management, voted the best of the North State for 2022 and committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords. Rental pricing available properties and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com. Everybody have themselves a great good evening.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Another win for the Colt 45s, 8-2 against the Fresno Athletics. We now return you to regularly scheduled programming.
Zine in the ground.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Air quality levels are improving in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. This comes as smoke from the Canadian wildfires drifted down through the U.S. and impacted millions of Americans. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt. I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
A couple of New York lawyers are in trouble after saying they were led astray by ChatGPT.
The two lawyers say the artificial intelligence-powered chatbot invented reference to past court cases that they relied on in a filing in Manhattan federal court. They were looking for precedents to support a client's lawsuit against the Colombian airline Avianca for an injury occurred on a flight. ChatGPT suggested several cases they hadn't been able to find. The problem was some weren't real or involved airlines that didn't exist. While the lawyers apologized at a hearing, the judge seemed both baffled and disturbed and is now deciding whether to sanction the pair. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says nuclear storage plans are moving forward as the federal government enters phase one of a process to select storage sites for spent nuclear fuel, one on each side of the country. News and analysis at townhall.com. The United Nations and the U.S. are temporarily suspending food aid to Ethiopia due to supplies being diverted
The announcement brings fears that malnutrition could rise in Ethiopia. Some 20 million Ethiopians are reliant on humanitarian food supplies. Much of it comes from the USAID and the UN's World Food Program, which have both announced they are suspending food aid because it's not getting to those who need it. Donors haven't said who's responsible. The U.S. describes it as a widespread and coordinated diversion. An internal document from the Humanitarian and Resilience Donor Group, seen by the AP, said the scheme appears to be orchestrated by Ethiopian government entities with military units benefiting. World Food Program Executive Director Cindy McCain says food diversion is absolutely unacceptable, and we welcome the government of Ethiopia's commitment to investigate and hold accountable those responsible. I'm Jennifer King.
State media in Somalia say extremists have attacked a beachside hotel in the capital of Mogadishu. No word on casualties. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Encore! Join us for the Cascade Theater's first annual gala, silent auction, and fundraising event. One night only, June 24th. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. A night of singing, stories, and sequins directed by Reading's own James Santos. We're rolling out the red carpet. Hear live music paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite local theater, The Cascade. Buy your tickets now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
To the best of my knowledge, the kinds of things they picked up were things that from 1974 and stray papers. There may be something else I don't know.
There may be a lot of things you don't know, little mister. Wow, what a slow news day it is for a Friday. I got a little news scratch fever. Thank you, Ted Nugent, for kicking things off. Friday, Luya to you. It is Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on the Chris Plant Show. As you know, Chris went to Chicago yesterday to his old hometown, my old hometown, and had a night with some of you. So I'm sure he's wishing he were here today on this momentous historic occasion. And some of it's good history, some of it's really irritating history. I believe in the end, it's going to be very embarrassing history for Democrats, or who, for people who believe that they are on the right side of history. And I think they're going to be proven to be on the very, very wrong side of history. Looking at the covers of the newspapers, the big newspapers around the country, I think the New York Post got it right, got it most right. I'll put up a full shot of the picture of the New York Post cover if you haven't seen it. The headline reads, "Hail to the Thieves." Hail to the thieves, and it has Donald Trump on the left and Joe Biden on the right. Trump indicted for taking classified documents, and then Ukrainian bizman, I bribed Biden for $10 million. There are no coincidences in life. There are no coincidences in life, and no coincidences in politics either. This is unbelievable to me, and yet not unexpected. When we saw this week the dropping of the alien news report, remember the story that came out earlier? The alien whistleblower came out and said, oh, yes, we have alien spacecraft. And he had Michael Schellenberger on board pitching that story as well and telling everybody, I've talked to the whistleblower, and now he's come forward. And I said, hold on a second. Something big is coming. Something very big is coming if we are distracting everybody with aliens. Because that's really the one thing that left, right, middle can all agree on. We want to know if there's extraterrestrial life out there that's visited the planet. We all want to know.
well, not all of us. There's a couple people who actually believe in their hearts that those green men have been here, and they're here among us now. And I looked at that, and there's more on that today, as a matter of fact. There's more on the aliens today, and we'll get to that. And we'll get to so much audio just in the last 12 hours, so many stories that have broken on both the indictment of Donald Trump and what should be a criminal case against Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. and his entire crime family. But the aliens, it's a distraction, people. It is a huge distraction meant to take you away from what's really happening. And it truly is, I believe, a representation of the weaponization of our government against an opposing political opponent. Absolutely. There's no other way to look at it. And if you disagree with me, or if you have additional evidence that might raise questions or thoughts and theories that might raise questions, you're, of course, welcome to join the conversation on the Chris Plant Show at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Mr. Trump declaring his innocence on Truth Social virtually immediately, and the happy dance being done in the green rooms and the makeup rooms at MSNBC and CNN. It got them quickly off climate change. They've forgotten about climate change again. You probably won't hear much about climate change on MSNBC and CNN for at least a couple of days through Tuesday when Donald Trump arrives for his indictments in Florida. And we do not even have the full text of the indictments. We've just been told, well, there's seven of them, and they put out the word that made, I guess, Lawrence O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow and everybody over at MSNBC just do spins in their makeup chairs while they're getting their hair and makeup done. Does Rachel Maddow get makeup? I don't know. And the word is espionage. Espionage. This is a carefully crafted attack on a credible candidate, which they know Donald Trump would absolutely give Joe Biden a run. And in many cases, probably easily beat him, depending on what other crazy stories they pull out. But the serious issue here is the word espionage, I think. And that's what the left is going to focus on. That's what the left is going to absolutely focus on. Because espionage then brings up historical cases of tearing down our country. Historical attacks on America and the cases of people who we wanted killed. We wanted them hanged in public for betraying the country, for selling state secrets, whatever. If Donald Trump is convicted of violating the Espionage Act, which I certainly don't see it, and most legal experts don't see it either, that will ignite the Democrats and the far left. And anyone who supports him will be called a supporter of espionage. Yeah, you're supporting a spy. You're supporting a guy who betrayed the country. This was a well-crafted attack. This is a well-crafted attack on an opposing political candidate. And I have to give the Democrats credit for it. They chose the right word. We can look at all of this. We can look at all of this from 30,000 feet and look at how this whole thing laid out and then was put forth. But yesterday, why yesterday? Because we were told it was going to happen. The indictment was going to be handed down sometime between Thursday of this week, which was yesterday, and sometime next week, maybe Wednesday of next week. And that's all we knew. And then suddenly the Trump camp, the Trump lawyers released, well, we're told we're going to be indicted, and then Donald Trump released his story. But as that was going on, it just happened to be on the same day that the GOP managed to get a sit-down with the document that looks like it's pretty damn strong in calling Joe Biden and the Biden crime family and their claims that they never made a dime. They never cashed in, despite what we've seen, despite what we know, what Comer has already brought up. It just happens on the same day. What are the odds those people should go and buy lottery tickets today? Powerball tickets, Mega Millions tickets. They should all do that. And surprising, there hasn't really been like a press conference on this. Joe had a press conference yesterday, but it wasn't about this. He was asked a question about it, and I thought he was rather dismissive in an insulting fashion. I really did. The event yesterday was not about this at all. And Mr. Biden had been handed a list of people to call. And as he had wrapped up the event yesterday, he had his binder closed and he had it under his arm and was about ready to leave. And somebody actually shouted out, "Hey, there's damning evidence in an FBI file that you sold out the country." Well, here's response. Because I think it speaks volumes.
The bribery allegation, Congresswoman Nancy Mace says there's damning evidence in the FBI file that you sold out the country. Do you have a response to the congressional Republicans?
Where's the money?
His first response is, "Where's the money? Where's the money? Oh, yeah, okay. Where's the money? Where's the money? You have the largest beach house in the state of Delaware. The largest beach house in the state of Delaware. Your brother's doing okay. Hunter's paintings are being sold for how much money? Well, we don't know. We're not allowed to know." But Biden then goes on to deny it.
I'm joking.
Mr. President,
it's a bunch of malarkey.
It's a bunch of malarkey. Okay, that's it. The malarkey defense. Joe Biden's using the malarkey defense. Oh, man. I have to get into this because a few years ago, I live in Wilmington, Delaware at the moment, and a few years ago, I saw the Bidens leaving an Audi dealership shortly after Joe had left the White House as vice president. And after he and Jill left the Audi dealership in their new car, I went over there and asked a few questions, which I'll get into because I think it speaks some curious truth. But there's a couple calls coming in, so let's check in on the phones. Jeff is in Hagerstown, Maryland. Jeff, welcome to the Chris Plant Show. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, doing well. Thank you for asking, Mike. Now, before I go tearing into him, I commend Jamie Raskins for beating cancer and being in remission. I would never wish that on anyone, and chemotherapy to cure it. That being said, what in the heck kind of headwear is he wearing? Dude, it's like, what are you trying to look tough and get some street cred? Because, man, you wear that in a certain neighborhood of Los Angeles, you're going to get a 9mm enema, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, Jamie Raskin, for those of you who don't know, is a Democrat congressman from Maryland, and he has fought. I didn't know he's in remission. God bless him for beating cancer. Anybody who faces cancer needs all of our prayers and all of our support. And if you fight it and take chemo and radiation, etc., you lose your hair. And he's sporting a do-rag, which I think is cooler than sporting a bad toupee, which we all know what a bad toupee looks like. We've all seen them. But you're right. Is he wearing a Crip color or a blood color? Because I thought it was multicolor. I don't know. Maybe he should have a pride do-rag. I'm just saying, if you're a Democrat. But apparently Jamie Raskin's also been fibbing when he's talking about what's going on with the investigation of the Biden crime family. But we'll see. Jeff, it's a good question. But, you know, it's good for you. Classy support for Raskin's health battles. I think he should retire and work on his health. That's the same advice I give to Dianne Feinstein as well. Susan in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, is on the phone. Hello, Susan. Welcome to the program.
Hi, welcome, and I thank you for taking my call.
I'd like to know where Merrick Garland is. Where's our Attorney General? Shouldn't he be out front on the press talking
you would
to
think,
the press?
You would think that Merrick Garland would be out explaining the indictment. You would think. But I don't believe the Democrats are fully ready, and I call Merrick Garland a Democrat because he is. He's a tool of the party and of the administration. I don't think they're fully prepared for the questions they will get from journalists. And I'm talking, of course, about conservative media because the left are no longer journalists. They're party apparatchiks. So I think they're waiting until Tuesday. And, or maybe they have a press plan. Look, we're going to have the Sunday shows, which will be all over this. You know that. So I want to know where Merrick Garland is as well, Susan. That's an excellent question. Thank you for asking it. I also want to know where the rest of the GOP is. Many in the House have stepped forward. Mitch? Anybody wake up Mitch, or was he asleep last night when this went down? We'll get into all of it. Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Want to get FDA-approved generic Viagra sent to your door and get your first month free? RexMD has made the process incredibly simple. Here's what RexMD patients are saying.
The process with RexMD was really easy. You go online, you answer the medical questions. I didn't have to call a doctor. They made it fast and simple.
I order it. The medication is at my house within a couple of days.
I can tell my wife is happier. I am definitely much happier.
Your consultation is free, your shipping is free, and your first month is free. Generic Viagra starting at just $2 per tablet at freerexmd.com.
My partner thinks that I am a rock star.
It's life-changing. It's literally life-changing.
I wish I hadn't waited as long as I did to try RexMD.
Go to freerexmd.com to get started right now and get your first month free. That's freerexmd.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057. 800-353-9057.
Como la luna y el sol.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone.
Los girasoles nunca dejan de girar.
Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Furnished by Alzheimer's Association.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
And welcome to the Chris Plant Show on a Friday. Chris is out today. Mike Opelka sitting in for my buddy Chris Plant, who will return on Monday. Rest assured he will be here to recap all of the madness from the Sunday shows and all of the aftermath of the indictment of Donald Trump yesterday. What we will hear today, there's going to be just a bunch of stuff that is going to come out today. You know that. You know that. A lot of people are focused on next Tuesday. Next Tuesday in Miami. And there are people who are now saying, well, it's going to be another January 6th, but it's in Miami and Donald Trump's calling out all his supporters. Well, what did you expect? You indict the guy with this Bravo Sierra indictment. You stage a raid on a property that is guarded by, protected by Secret Service. And then you spend months trying to come up. Oh, I forgot about the staged photo that they put out. Remember the photo by the copy machine where they stacked up all the documents? Oh, these are the documents. That is not how they found the documents. They wanted you to believe they found them that way. So now Miami's the winner in all this. Miami's going to get some tourism out of this. There are going to be a bunch of people who will be there, obviously, to witness this. And it will be a circus. But I think that's what both the media wants. And I think the DOJ wants it, too. And I just hope everybody behaves themselves. Let's not give anyone on the left any ammunition. I know they're afraid of guns anyway. And by the way, later in the show today, we have to talk about Gavin Newsom, who proposed a new amendment yesterday. He wants a 28th amendment to the Constitution to basically declaw the Second Amendment. But we'll get into that. I posted a picture of the New York Post today with the shot of the front page, Hail to the Thieves, that these guys are trying to tear us apart. Last night, Senator Tom Cotton, one of the few members of the Senate on the GOP side, one of the few members of the Senate actually talked about yesterday, and he was on with Laura Ingraham. Said this about the indictment of Donald Trump.
the president in power can just jail his political opponents, which is what Joe Biden is trying to do tonight, we don't have a republic anymore. We don't have the rule of law. We don't have the Constitution. Our Constitution is built on the basic rule of law and due process, and nobody should be in doubt of what's happening tonight. Joe Biden and his cronies are trying to take out their chief political opponent. This has never happened before in American history.
Nope, it hasn't. And if that can happen, it is truly the death of the republic. And the Democrats are, as I mentioned, trying to obfuscate and distract and make you look at things everywhere. Trust me, there are more bread and circuses coming your way, courtesy of the Democratic Party. Because they don't want you to look at what's actually happening in the economy and the culture, what's going on with your kids in schools. We'll get into all of that. You can join us, too, at 888-630-9625. It's Opelka in for Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
What's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark McCabe and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Sinorama and Tri-County's Bank presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, featuring live music, food trucks, games, and over 15 local breweries, all in the gardens by the Sundial Bridge on Friday, June 16th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price of admission includes your first beer and a commemorative Cruise by the Bridge cup. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out. Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 16th. Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved
$280. $270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At BNT Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D vehicle wraps to sandblasted demurals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The local news would be covering the alleged bribery of a sitting president when he was vice president under Barack Obama very heavily, or the indictments against Donald Trump. But no, the local Fox affiliate is all enamored with a black bear that's in a tree in North D.C., Northwest D.C. I'm not sure exactly where, but there's a bear in a tree. And I hope they have the dart squad out there. I know the local police have their long rifles, but I hope they've got sleeping medication for the bear. But no, we're all bear coverage all the time because there's nothing else going on in the world. Wow. We will dive into more details on the indictment of Donald John Trump and the non-indictment, and as a matter of fact, not even really an investigation into Joe Biden and his handling of classified documents. Because, you know, a lot of people say, well, we're not really comparing the two. Well, we should be. We should be, especially when Joe Biden has admitted for several years now that he violated the issue he referred to as totally irresponsible. Remember when he was on the PBS NewsHour with Judy Woodruff talking about this? Judy?
You said just possessing classified documents is, you said, totally irresponsible. So what was totally irresponsible about the fact that you had some?
What they've informed me not to speak to this issue to any way try to prejudice the investigation that's going on.
No, that's not why they told you not to speak to this issue. They told you not to speak to this issue because generally when you speak, you say dumb stuff and you will dig yourself into a hole deeper. But yes, the current president talked about the former president and said just possessing classified documents is, quote, totally irresponsible. Judy Woodruff even looked at her PBS-provided notes that probably came from the DNC. But they've instructed me not to speak on this issue. That was several months ago. And yesterday, well, do you remember when Joe Biden was asked in the past when he was returning from Camp David? Not that long ago. It was just a few days ago after he fell down. Maybe he didn't remember everything. But they asked him about taking blame for the mishandling of classified documents.
Are you taking blame for mishandling classified documents, Mr.
So he said, started to answer. He goes, and then paused as if someone whispered in his ear,
just say no and we'll wait to get the whole report, Joe. Let's keep moving, moving, get in the house, get in the White House. There's ice cream.
So this is just showing you the double standards that exist, and you know about this show and its stance on double standards. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I see the phones are lighting up today, which is a great thing. It's an excellent thing. Let's check in with Mark in Largo, Maryland. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Everything
I'm good.
Good.
What's
how
up? You doing? I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
You know, it's funny. The demonic Democratic Party, as soon as the president got in, I'm just going to say at a local intelligence community agency, a staffer broke her heel and was told, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if everybody WMAL know this, but this went on then. And was told that no longer could contractors park on site because this person broke their heel. Now, this never happened before in all the, 70-plus years this agency has been open. But for that instance, it happened at the main building. And it was a travesty how it happened because I just found it amazing. And I said, this only happens when the Democrats are in office. The other thing that's really irritating about these people is, and I will tell you this right now, and I told the call screener this. When they realize that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee, mark my words when I say, you will have another COVID issue before the end of the year or by March of next year or by no later than June of next year. Why? Because Biden's numbers are plummeting, and they figured the only thing he could win on is COVID. So if we tell everybody we have a COVID issue, we could use this to galvanize, and then we could demonize the former president, how he handled it and this and that. And I'm sitting up there saying, don't let this happen. Don't let the American people fall for this. Joe Biden is a joke. The demonic Democratic Party is a joke. I really want to say another word, but I can't say it.
No, you can't. Be careful.
I don't want people coming after me.
Yeah.
Demonic Democratic Party is a joke. But, and it's amazing because I used to vote for them, and I was all in the Obama era, loved Obama and everything else and stuff. And then you realize that the same people that you were cheering for, it's just not that.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you, what was the pivot point? What made you change? Was there one day, one incident where the light went on and you went, oh, my God, they've been giving us the okey-doke.
I think there were three things. The latter part of the Obama administration, when I prospered during the Obama administration. So, for me, it was fine. But for a lot of people around me who I knew were suffering, that started to weigh on me. The other thing, I started reading books by prominent people who were in support of the Democratic Party, highlighting everything that he hadn't done. And then I just looked at Biden and this whole thing with Juneteenth, which is coming up next weekend.
Yeah.
Which I think is a joke, and which brings me to the migrants and another thing that I can't mention because I'll have everybody coming after your show. I guarantee you the migrants are already getting reparations, and another group of people will get it before slaves of a country. But we get a holiday, but we won't get reparations.
Well, I gotta pause you on that one because we could go on and on and on and go a million different directions. Reparations are a subject that I'm not even going to open that door because I'm so against it. And I'm going to point to all these successes, including Barack Obama, including so many members of government, left and right, who have succeeded despite what everyone's claiming is a systemic racism in this country. It's not there. But you've got enough information now, Mark, that you understand the battle we're in. against the far left changing this country and the right, which wants to maintain a republic where we do have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness instead of government-mandated support in every part of your life. And it will be mandated if we don't stop it. But I thank you. I thank you for your call. And regarding COVID, there's some news today. The FDA, you might have heard of them. The FDA has pulled the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The FDA, just let that sink in. 19 million people, at least 19 million people in this country got the J&J one-shot jab. And now the FDA has decided to pull it. So if COVID is going to be a thing, I don't think it's going to be COVID. It could be something else that they could force a lockdown. I don't think they're going to be able to get away with putting Joey in the basement again, even though the Biden campaign has said that they're trying to make his North Delaware home the campaign headquarters. Interesting. No? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Thank you again, Mark. Marco, staying in the M's. Marco in Springfield, Virginia. Marco, welcome to the program. I have to admit, I was out. I did not get to watch Newsmax last night, but you did. What did I miss?
Well, it was great because Bruce Lavelle, who was a longtime advisor to Trump, addressed the question on your show earlier was, where's Mitch? Where are the rest of the GOP senators and congressmen? Because Bruce Lavelle addressed it. These GOP candidates who stand a snowball's chance in hell of getting the nomination, like Christie and Pence and the rest of them, is kind of like he went to town on all of them. He said, you should be standing behind Trump because he's going to get the nomination. You should stand firm with him. DeSantis, I love him, but I think he'd be a great vice presidential candidate. And like I said, Bruce Lavelle addressed it. And I'm addressing Biden himself. You know, I think it's a joke that somebody would have something like what used to be the Delaware House on 95, used to be the Welcome Center. It's now the Biden Center.
I know.
I mean, isn't that supposed to happen posthumously after you're out of office? I've only seen it happen twice with Obama.
Well, Marco. Marco, we not only have the Biden Welcome Center, it's the Joseph Biden Welcome Center on 95 as you go south of Wilmington. In Wilmington itself, the train station was renamed the Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. Train Station when he was vice president. At the end of the vice presidency, they came in, they poured money into Wilmington, Delaware. There's a whole bunch of new sidewalks and curbs all over Wilmington. All of that money that we spent trying to get us out of the 2009 financial crisis poured into this state, this tiny state. There was an inordinate amount of money, but, you know, that's the way power works when you're in the top echelon of it. So, yeah, it is something that should be posthumous, but not in the case of Democrats. They like naming stuff after themselves. I think we only need to go back to I'll get the name of the guy who named everything after himself in West Virginia before he passed away. I'm sorry? Yes. Yes, it was Bird. Bird, everything was at airports, schools, parking lots, sewer covers, everything. It's just a shame. You know, let's wait until someone's gone and then make a decision on whether or not they've earned it or deserved it. But, yeah, thank you, Bruce, for keeping an eye on Newsmax last night. I love Chris's show. I love the panel, too. It's just absolutely needed and well-deserved as well. Thank you, Marco. One more here. Mike in Middletown, New Jersey. By the way, Mike, are you allowed to barbecue this weekend? I heard that your king, Philip the Unaccountable, as my friend Rich calls him, has declared you're not allowed to barbecue because you might add to the smoke in the air.
Well, we're going to do it anyway. I don't care what Phil Murphy says.
There you go.
He's a town over from me.
Really?
Yes, he does, and he has the worst new haircut I've ever seen in my life. The plugs are not working for him.
Yeah, if you haven't heard, we have this incident with the smoke in the Northeast, and I will tell you, I was on the golf course yesterday in Wilmington, and you could smell it. It smelled like my neighbors had their fire pit working, and it's blown through, and things look pretty good today, and they'll clear up, but thank you, Canada, for not managing your forest lands. But the governor of New Jersey told people we can't be barbecuing. I guess they're going to release the barbecue patrol on the state. They're going to go around and drive a bunch of cars that are polluting the air in order to catch people who are barbecuing in their backyards.
Well, they need more tax revenue, so I'm not surprised.
That's very good. Well, what is the charge? How much is the ticket if you're going to be grilling some burgers this weekend? Do you know?
I don't know offhand. I do not know. But I must say, I love when you fill in for Chris. I love your sense of humor.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Well, Chris and I, we go way back, and we're kind of cut from the same cloth. You know, there's a sarcasm streak that runs through the old neighborhood that we and our friends both seem to hang on to. So what's on your mind today, sir? I've derailed your call.
Oh, not a problem. My thing is, you know why Joe is so confident and cocky? Because he knows that under the Office of Legal Counsel's two opinions they've given in the past, they cannot indict a sitting president. So he knows his document case, they're not going to do anything with him. They can't indict him. It's just going to sit there out there and, I'm not going to get touched. He knows this. Now, if he loses, they might bring charges. A fat chance, given the way this DOJ runs it. But that's why he's so cocky and confident. And what I find really pathetic is in these charges is that they're claiming that Trump obstructed justice. I believe Hillary Clinton, according to all reports, destroyed her servers with hammers and bleach bit. Not only the servers, her BlackBerries, and her lawyers printed out their emails and then destroyed them so there's no records of them. I think that's obstruction under the law, as I could sort of make a good case for that.
Yeah, that would be a freshman, first-year law student case to point out that is purely obstruction. Hillary smashing phones with a hammer, smashing everything with a hammer, using the bleach bit software and then mocking it and laughing in our faces. Absolutely. But the arrogance of the Democrats knows no bounds. And you're right. You're right. He can't be indicted until he's out of office. And that's not going to happen for about a year and a half. We have our work cut out for us. It is Mike Opelka. I am in for Chris Plant right here on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Eric Ray, co-founder and CEO of Podium. We're a software platform that is the easiest way for you to show up online, convert your leads at a higher rate, and grow your local business. A few years ago, my dad called with a problem. Despite having thousands of happy customers at his local tire shop, only a handful of angry ones actually left reviews. He was stuck with an online reputation that did not match how customers really felt. And he wasn't alone. I started Podium so local businesses everywhere wouldn't be held back by missed reviews, lost leads, and wasted time. Podium is an all-in-one communication tool that lets you easily connect with customers in the way they prefer to communicate, through text, phone, messaging apps, and your website. Customers love the convenience, and businesses love the results. See why over 100,000 businesses like yours have given themselves an instant advantage with Podium. Visit podium.com/plant to see Podium in action and claim your limited time 10% discount. That's podium.com/plant.
She's moving to Georgia.
Jada's Podiatry Clinic's top nurse quit, leaving her business toes up.
We've got 6 procedures and 3 major surgeries in the next 2 days.
She needs a new RN who can think on their feet.
There's no way I can do all these procedures on my own.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Unacceptable and ludicrous. That's what liberals are saying about the debt deal. They're angry because Speaker McCarthy and the House rolled Biden, delivering another win for conservatives. Unspent COVID money for China clawed back. Biden's plan to hire armies of new IRS agents stopped cold. And for once, Washington will spend less with $2 trillion in real savings. Call Congress at 800-894-2036. Thank them for protecting taxpayers. Paid for by American Action Network.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
It is the Chris Plant Show on a Friday, Luya to you. My name is Mike Opelka, sitting in for my buddy Chris Plant. He returns on Monday. Don't sweat it. We have so many things we have to get to today. By the way, a little woke update. A little woke update. Pottery Barn is joining the list of companies that are promoting the indoctrination of children to the trans world. Yes, Pottery Barn joining Target, Bud Light, North Face, and several others. And don't they look at the stock values of these companies? Nike, too. Nike wants to come out with a gender-inclusive clothing line. Nike. What does that even mean? Is that about the bathing suits with the extra pocket, the women's one piece with the extra tuck and cover? Is that what that's going on there? Is that the answer? And Dylan Mulvaney, while we're in the woke universe, Dylan Mulvaney has announced that Dylan wants more brands to partner up with trans people, even after the billions of dollars lost by Bud Light. These people just don't understand. They're not aware of anything outside of their universe, which is why I think the title influencer is so dangerous. That's actually a job title. There are people right now who have business cards, granted they're digital business cards, and they say, "Job, what do you do for a living?" "Well, I'm an influencer." Yeah, so are the guys that go collect bag money for the bookies. And so are the guys that squeeze people for protection money for the mafia, if there were a mafia. I see the phones are absolutely bubbling today. We'll get to it. Let's grab a couple before we wrap up this hour. Tony is in Tampa, Florida. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, sir.
We're fighting an uphill battle. I'll tell you why. For 8 years, we had Obama, and his GDP number was 0.5, a half a percent. In comes Donald Trump, and he jacks it up from half a percent to almost 3%.
Yeah.
And then the media starts to beat down on him. The media, the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, starts to beat down on him, and he's gone. A man who took half a percent GDP and jacked it to almost 3%, which is almost unheard of, he's beat down by the media, and the American sucker, sucking his thumb, listening to the media, they buy almost everything that the media tells them, and then they vote one of the greatest presidents that we've ever had.
You're not wrong, Tony. You're not wrong. You're just out of time. And let's not forget there was a pandemic in there sitting on Donald Trump's head as well. So the media on his back, the pandemic on his head. Against all odds, he still kept America together. We'll get into this next hour. So Pelka in for Plant.
The Active 2030 Club of Reading has done it again and made the 12th annual Sundial Film Festival free to attend. Action, drama, adventure, comedy. The Sundial Film Festival will feature films of all...